Have you heard of Maskne? Well, it's a real thing. And in this year of adapting to COVID-19, we've had to get used to washing or sanitizing our hands and wearing masks. Well, this practice has caused some skin problems for many people. We reached out to Kaiser Permanente's Chief of Dermatology, Dr. Teresa DeVere, to find out more.
Healthcare workers are a big part of it, but also, you know, some of the students who are now back in school who are having to, and teachers both, who are having to wear masks quite a bit, or people working in an office with other people and they just have to wear the mask all day.
What kinds of things are you seeing and hearing about?
There's people who are getting acne basically around the areas of the mask, and then there's also other skin conditions that are exacerbated by wearing a mask, things like eczema, also rosacea and seborrheic dermatitis. So there's all sorts of skin conditions that are actually worsened by wearing a mask.
And I guess it depends on what type of mask you're wearing, right?
Yes. So anything that doesn't breathe very well and doesn't allow for the heat release basically is going to be a problem. So polyester masks tend to be a problem, or anything with heavy fabric. We find that if you're wearing a cotton mask, it tends to help, or if you're wearing the mask that you can throw away every day, so disposable masks, those are more the surgical type blue masks that tend to be a little bit better for this problem.
And for healthcare workers who may have the N95 masks, I mean, there's metal on the bridge of the nose.
Yeah, so you can actually see a allergic contact dermatitis to the metal because it contains some nickel. And so sometimes they'll have to put a little bit of barrier ointment under the mask to help prevent too much contact. But then that's a problem because you have to have a lot of contact with the skin to make it effective. So it really is a problem. They tend to have to use a cortisone cream at night to combat the dermatitis.
And so what are you advising patients?
So there are several things. One of the problems is with the friction of the mask, and the second problem is the oils and the dirt and the sweat that's trapped under the mask. So the simple things to tell the patients are that they need to be sure to wash their face before and after they wear the mask. They want to wash with something very gentle, so we ask them to use a non-soap cleanser. Soap tends to be particularly drying. Non-soap cleansers are far less drying. And then after they wash their face, moisturizer is very important to create that moisture barrier. And so we want to use something that's non-comedogenic, so something that does not clog the pores. And also, we tell them not to wear makeup. Makeup can also be a problem under the mask as far as clogging pores. If people really want to wear something to disguise areas around the mask, we can, you know, they can put makeup on around the mask, or if they want to just use a tinted moisturizer all over their face, that would be another option. And then lastly, it's important to wash the mask if it's a washable mask after every use.
What about the people who might have some sensitivity to hand sanitizer? Because we saw the warnings that the federal government came out with saying some of this stuff is dangerous because of the chemicals that are in there. You know, it's stuff that's not supposed to be in there.
Yes. So it's important to, first of all, to have enough ethyl alcohol in there to actually kill the bacteria. So generally, it has to be at least 60% ethyl alcohol. And then you want to be sure that it's a reputable brand. And generally, it can be, we've seen a lot of worsening hand eczema, hand dermatitis is the other term, because people are washing their hands and using so much more of these hand sanitizers. So what we tell people is that after they wash their hands, it's important to use a hand moisturizer. So generally, the thicker the moisturizer, the better. It's going to be more protective against dermatitis and drying of the skin.
So would that be like that lotion that doesn't clog your pores, that kind of thing, or a Vaseline, or I don't know?
Yeah, so good point. So basically, it's almost the opposite of what you're putting on your face. So the facial moisturizers are going to be relatively thin lotions, whereas on the hands it's going to be something thicker. Vaseline is one of the best moisturizers to prevent hand dermatitis, but a lot of people really don't like using it because it's so greasy, and then they can't, you know, do whatever they're doing on their computer or with papers. And so generally it's going to be a cream. A cream, the first ingredient is oil, but it also has all sorts of other ingredients to make it more palatable. So basically it's something like, it will usually say hand cream on it, and that's one of the better products to use for the hands.
But when you do put that moisturizer on, I mean, aren't germs more likely to cling to your hands after you've put something on it? I mean, you've just spent all, you know, this time, 20 seconds washing your hands to get those germs and break that protein, right, that connects to your
fingers. And actually, it's, you know, you want it to dry a little bit. So you put it on your hands and you allow it to dry, but also it's acting as a protective barrier against all those little micro breaks in your skin. So it's actually a little bit better to have that protective barrier on, but you don't want to touch your face with your hands. So, you know, having a mask on is helpful too, to prevent transfer of germs.
Anything else as far as just COVID and skin issues?
Let's see, as far as treatment of maskne, I didn't really go over that yet. There's a couple over-the-counter products that we recommend. One is benzoyl peroxide, and the other is a salicylic acid products. Those are both readily available. You don't want to put those on in the morning because the mask is going to occlude those products and make them more irritating to the skin. So you actually want to put them on in the evening. Also, benzoyl peroxide tends to bleach fabrics, so you could end up bleaching your mask. What else? We see a lot of lip dermatitis for the same reasons. You're trapping moisture under the mask, and it's creating an irritant environment to the lips. So usually they're putting Vaseline jelly or Aquaphor healing ointment on the lips will really help prevent problems with lip dermatitis from the mask.
It's like, oh my gosh, if it's not one thing, it's another.
I know. The other problem is that a lot of people can't use their normal kind of anti-aging products when they're wearing a mask a lot because the topical retinoids, vitamin A type products, vitamin C products, they also can be cause dryness and irritation to the skin. So sometimes they have to step back from those products if they're going to be wearing masks a lot.
Okay, but then hopefully this mask wearing will be temporary. We'll get through this.
Hopefully. But the good news is that the mask acts as really good sun protection. So that's one positive.
Okay, well, you're going to get a little funny suntan line, though.
That's true. So wear your sunscreen no matter what.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. I think this will help our listeners, though.
Oh, you're welcome.
That was Dr. Teresa DeVere, Chief of Dermatology at Kaiser Permanente here in Hawaii. She was talking about the skin problems that have emerged due to masks and hand sanitizer.